We are back with some local live radio here at UMFM, CJUM. Thanks for joining us here today. I'm having a lot of fun. Hopefully you are as well. Digging out some great tunes and feeling good. And like I said, if there's something you want to hear, something you want to talk about, give me a call here. Let's do it. Here's one by request. I don't even know if I've heard this yet, but I'm certainly intrigued and eager to. Here's a... an Old Crow Medicine Show song as done by our old pal, Brandy Carlisle, on Tell a Band and Go Home.
All right, Old Crow Medicine boys, we're meeting your challenge. We're about to meet you out on our sweet home on the road. Coming to get you.
shadow drifts into the arms of a long-distance lover. Then they turn back the covers and dance the red over till the light of the dawn.
Believe it or not, that was Gillian Welch there. There's this new two CD. They call it Boots Number One. It's the official Revival bootleg. So it's a bunch of stuff that was recorded at the same time and before and around the time of her her album Revival. And it's a two disc thing, and it's full of great stuff. But to be honest with you, there's not a lot of stuff that you really need. Like if you need in your life three more versions of Orphan Girl, then this is the record for you. But I didn't, you know, the actual released version of Orphan Girl was good enough for me, so I didn't really need to hear three more of them. But you can if you want this record. But there are some cool little nuggets in there, including that one right there. I like that one a lot. 455 Rocket. You might want to put that one on your Christmas list. That new double disc Gillian Welch bootleg thing. Before that, we heard something from the Old Crow Medicine Show, didn't we? I think we did. From their album Remedy, we heard Sweet Amarillo. Sure like that one. It almost makes me forgive them for that other song, Wagon Wheel. And Brandi Carlile in there with a fun little live thing where she and the twins do the Old Crow song Sweet Home in a horse pasture, because why not? Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Now, here's a song that I would normally play. I wanted to hear it right after that one. I thought it might fit. But I do have to warn you, you know, some people like to know when there's going to be some sharp language. I don't know if Jared's still out there. I'm kind of afraid that he's going to storm in here and pull me off the air. But, you know, it does have some questionable language. But as we talk about with Jeremy all the time, you know, it's just a song. It doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't mean we're going to go around saying that word. It just, you know, it's just part of the story. So here's, I'll even give you the play-by-play, okay? So the song, it's a live version, so they talk a bit, and then they launch into the song, and they play the song, and then it kind of breaks down. You know how it breaks down? They get all quiet. And then the singer starts talking, and then he starts a chant it's a little salty. But it doesn't last for very long, and then they play Motorhead. And, well, who doesn't need more Motorhead on a Sunday afternoon? Boy, this record is fun. You know, it's not a very deluxe package by any means, or nothing real fancy about it. But if you've never seen this band live, or you've seen them live and you want to revisit that, relive that at your leisure, then this is the thing for you. And and in true fashion, it's a little hard to come by. You have to send them an email transfer of $20. There's no website that you can go to and order this thing. You just have to email them money, and then they'll send you a copy. But that's who they are. From the new live record, Live at the Dakota, here's the mighty, mighty NQ Arbuckle.
Timer, punk rocker at the bar, grinning. And he sits by a lonesome tall beer that needs drinking. And there are no more wars that he's winning. But he just laughs and annoys the young girls with his crazy dancing. He said, I came here for the day, and I'll be damned if I don't leave. Stumble into that drunken, crazy god in the sky to get fancy drinks. Coming, and the mark on his chest, cigarettes getting coughing. But he just laughs and annoys the young girls with his crazy dancing. Ooh. the new guy who is boring. And it's too bad that the old neighborhood has keep on changing. And if life weren't so funny, I'd you would never stop crying. But he just laughs and annoys the young girls with his crazy dancing. To my left is John Dinsmer. To my far left is Jason Siderman. Behind me is Mark Pesper. My name is Neville. Thank you guys for coming out again tonight. Second night of recording, and I think it went pretty well. So I just think, Mark, bring it down a bit. So I want to try this one thing. For the last time, we'll never do this again, ever again. Used to be a band called the Inner City Surfers who used to come in, and they would do shows in Toronto all the time. And their big thing was that at one point in the show, they would sit there and they would talk about who makes the rules. And so, I need this, that you might be right, but what they used to do is they used to sit there and they go, and they'd say, who makes the rules? And the answer is, I make the fucking rules. So I need you guys to, this is a call and response thing. This is something I do at home every night before the kids go to bed. Who makes the rules? I make the fucking rules. Who makes the rules? I make the fucking rules. Who makes the rules? I make the fucking rules. Rules. Who makes the rules? I make the fucking rules. So this song is really about a guy who used to come to all our shows and totally ruin them. He'd scare away all the girls who were dancing. And he would walk out, and every night, Mark, bring it down again just for a second. And he'd bring it. Every night he'd walk out of the bar and he'd scare all the girls away from our shows, and then he'd scare all the guys away from our shows. He'd walk out with his fucking saggy drunken pants, and he would always sit there and quietly he would say to himself as he walked out, as the bar door opened, he'd sit there and he'd go, he would not do anything sneaky like that, Jason. He'd go, up, down, turn around, please don't let me hit the ground. Tonight I think I'll walk alone, find myself a psycho home. Up, down, turn around, please don't let me hit the ground. Tonight I think I'll walk alone, find myself a psycho home. Up, down, turn around, please don't let me hit the ground. Tonight I think I'll walk alone, find myself a psycho home. Up, down, turn around, please don't let me. What you say?
This is Brock Zeman, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Going out on the town. When I hear those sirens, I ain't running. When I hear those give a damn about a boy like me. No guy don't give a damn about me.
Killer track there from Zeman and Hogan and Dylan Roberts banging away on those drums. That's $50 bill from their album of this year, The Pinball Sessions. Of course, they got a brand new one coming out early in the new year. Is Carnival Records finally coming? He will also have a new record that he's produced for the guy we heard before that, David Olney, legendary David Olney, Texas songwriter. Recorded a record with Zeman that sounds pretty great, actually. And as much as I love Olney, all of his records to me have sounded pretty terrible. But this one is different. I like it a lot. I think you're going to like it a lot. Anyway, Olney's got a new live thing called Holiday in Holland, featuring Sergio Webb accompanying him. We heard Upside Down from that, and something brand new from NQ Arbuckle from the Live at the Dakota record. We heard Punk Rocker along with a little bit of Motorhead at the end there and some other fun stuff. And you can get that. You just send $20 to nqarbuckle@gmail.com and they'll send you a record. And it's a pretty lo-fi thing. They literally make them themselves. Like, I think he actually wrote on it in Sharpie to put the title on. It's so great. It's so fun to listen to. I told him it would be far better if he'd just come to Winnipeg and deliver a bunch of copies, but no sign yet. You know who is coming to Winnipeg, though, is a guy I'm going to tell you about right now. Now, here's the thing. I've been ruminating lately. Something's been on my mind. You know, I go to so many great shows, and there's not enough people there. In particular, I got thinking on this train when I went to the Western Swing Tour at the West End there the other day. Colleen Brown, Ruben DeGroot playing the West End, along with Slow Leaves. Just an amazing show, and there was probably 30 people there. And considering that I got half those people in for free, it wasn't a lot of people, you know, paying and taking a chance on this show. And there was really no chance. I knew it was going to be great, and a bunch of people knew it was going to be great and then didn't show up, and it drives me crazy. But yet, I keep seeing, like, every frickin' day, it seems, there's a new tribute show popping up in Winnipeg. We're all about the cover bands these days. Now, I love The Times Changed, and I am not in any way going to knock The Times Changed ever again. So I don't mean this as any disrespect to John or anybody down there. I don't blame him for doing it. But The Times Changed has kind of become cover band central. There's always a new, like, Ladies of the 80s thing is coming up. And there's the Merle Haggard tribute night. And there's the Tom Waits tribute night. And there's Johnny Cash tribute night. And there's everybody playing somebody else. And, you know, God bless them for doing that. Those are great shows, and I'm glad people are going. But it bothers me that people want so badly to come and hear somebody cover Joan Jett, and they won't go and see original music. And again, God bless them. I'm not knocking J.D. Edwards, but people flock to see the J.D. Edwards band, who haven't put out a record in like 7 years or something. Do the same set, and it's a great set. I love those guys. Don't get me wrong, not knocking them, but people go to see that in droves. But we can't get them to go see something new and original that's going to blow your mind. And I don't get it. I don't get it. We're a nation, especially a city of enlightened individuals. We know the value of great live music and the great original music. We know this, but yet so many people won't take a chance, and it bugs me. really bugs me. So what I want you to do, I'm throwing out the challenge here, okay? I want you to go see something new and original, something different, something that you might not normally understand, and take the chance that your mind is going to be blown, because I have a feeling that's exactly what will happen. If you head down to see our old pal Stu this week on Thursday at the Stu Dome to see this guy, and I got to be honest with you, if somebody had played me this record or something and I hadn't seen the guy live first, I probably wouldn't get it. So if I play this and you don't get it, I don't blame you. But if there's something in there that seems intriguing enough that you might want to learn more, you should definitely come to the Stu Dome on Thursday, because this is not something that you and I would probably normally go see. But once we do, we go, holy crap, what just happened there? And that's when magic happens, friends. That's what will happen if you take the chance, you head on down to the Stu Dome on Thursday to see this wild and crazy individual, C.R. Avery.
Boxer has just returned from London. My trainer is of German descent, though he grew up in the suburbs of Los Angeles. His dad used to beat him with a strap if he didn't mow the lawn exactly right. This made him a hell of a scrapper. But because of the insecurities passed on by his dad, he took to the bottle young, which slowed his reflexes, made him unreliable, and his body unable to take the physical abuse. So he spent his 20s and 30s drifting from El Paso to New Orleans, staying in these shitty rooming houses, training local middleweights in these smelly rundown gyms, all the while chasing the bottle and women who would call him ugly to his face. I met him in a London library. He was catching heck from a librarian for lighting a cigarette in the American poetry section, screaming something about Hemingway. We went to a bar around the corner where he was already quite famous for his pair of dukes. But in the morning, we found ourselves at the gym, doing the only thing we were ever good at. Him kicking someone back into shape, and me focusing on that moment of truth. So we flew back across the ocean looking for a prize fight and women who wouldn't call us ugly to our face. At the immigration counter, they asked my occupation. I said I'm a boxer returning from London. When they ask you further questions on my trip, I said, is this going to take long? They said, what was your purpose? What was your purpose of your trip? I said, sex, drugs, and spoken word. So I found myself in this little room as I went through every inch of my belongings, as my trainer waited out with the rain in the yellow cab, smoking, cursing his prize fighter. And at the press conference, through the light bulbs in commotion, I said, win or lose, this prize fight will be poetry in motion. And as I rose to my feet in my red gloves, inspiring as someone who does what he loves, me and my trainer locked heads. He put his wrists on my shoulder blades. The man who knew your deep, dark secrets cannot be caged birds. And that most poetry fucking sucks. You gotta hit the typewriter with your fighting words. It was nice to have them in my corner each night as I stepped into the center of the ring to sing. And I know it's just another bit of left and a right, left and a right, left and a right. And I was knocked out in the fifth. And the first thing I saw as I regained consciousness was my trainer's scarred, aged fucking face. And I had what alcoholics call a moment of clarity. I knew with my last dying breath, I had a kill stab the myth that beauty is skin deep. My friends, the river of lies is your precious fountain of youth. I'm a boxer who's just returned from London. And this is my moment of truth. Violins play in the distance soft. I'm a boxer, but tonight my gloves are off. I'm out in the rain, and I have a cigarette in the cold. I'm just a pool boy, and my story's seldom told.
black water, and that's a mighty river to cross. I can't seem to break these old habits. I've fallen off the wagon, and I'm alone and lost. In my mind, hell's fireworks twirl. Whatever happened to you and me against the world? Maybe it's the coat check, girl, that keeps giving me the eye. Just another guy that wants to keep his options open. Or maybe it's the money. Sometimes that's the case. You get stuck in a bad headspace, slamming doors in. Finds me staring at the ceiling. Every big city has people to make it feel pretty small. Yes, this one's for the highway that knows me by my name. It's a goddamn shame. Sometimes love is a long distance call. In my mind, fireworks twirl. Whatever happened to you and me against the world? Whatever happened to you and me against the world? Against the world. Against the world. Against the world.
There's C.R. Avery. He's going to, he's like, those are three very different songs, three sides of a very complicated individual. And you never know which side's going to show up on Thursday, but all of the sides are very entertaining and interesting. And you might just have your mind blown. If not, you can just hang out and eat all Stu's food and dirty up his living room. And that's always fun, too. So you should think about coming out Thursday night to the old Stew Dome. I can hook you up with the details. It's on Facebook. You can go to twangtrust.ca and find some details. Maybe, I don't know, just go. You know what to do. Let me know. Against the World there from the new record, All the Angels Didn't Scare Me. Well, one of the two new records, apparently. We heard Live a Little in there from Midnight Gold Mining. That's My Advice to You. And The Boxer, who just returned from London, from Magic Hour Sailor Songs. I was going to play you some Danny Michel. Danny's playing the very same night at the West End Cultural Center. But between you and me, we've seen Danny do that show before. Okay, and it's a good show. It's a good show. I'm not saying it's a bad show. But we've seen that before a lot of times. So I'm saying this time we give Danny the pass and we go to the Stew Dome. That's what the good-hearted folks are doing, including Barb, who was going to go see Danny, but then thought, no, no, I need to go see CR instead. And she does. So she's got a ticket for Danny Michelle. If you want to make the wrong, the other choice and go see Danny Michelle, we can hook you up with Barb's ticket. You just let me know. She'll be glad to pass it on to you. Okay. So just give me a call or something. We'll work something out. But I got a request that I forgot to get to, and holy cow, am I glad I finally remembered.
Well, Grace, she's gone, she's a half-written poem. She wound out the cigarettes and never came home. And I swallowed the sun and screamed and wailed straight down to the dirt so I could find her trail spread out across the great divide. Well, I've just come to talk St. Valentine. Pictured you living here with the rats and the vines. Ain't that my old heart hanging out on your mind? Are you all fucked up, St. Valentine?
Thank you. saying nothing, nothing that I hope to see.
There, some Gregory Alan Isakov. That one featured Brandi Carlile, for goodness sake. That was that Moon Song from this northern, empty northern hemisphere. And before that, St. Valentine from The Weatherman. We'll send those out to Jane today. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being here. Please do stick around. What's the Narrative is coming right up. And then Waxy's Dargo, Comfort Cafe. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio, pre-recorded, because I'll be out at the Stew Dome, where all good-hearted people should be.
Yeah, we're evil.
Yeah. And then next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home will return. Thank you for listening.